Oh, we're going video?
If you want, you can also. It's so nice to see your face.
We're going video. We're live on the podcast. Welcome, Priest.
Oh, wow. I'm so happy to be here, Narf. How are you?
Yeah, because you canceled like 4 weeks in a row.
Well, you canceled twice, and then I canceled once or twice. Yeah, you did. You had work. What was it, like 2 weeks ago? You had like work come up at the last second, and then we had like a standoff to see who would actually blink, and you did.
Yeah, but last week was your fault.
Completely my fault. Yeah, that's on me.
We've got Hudson asking if the podcast feed is broken because we haven't published content in like a month now. Come on, I've been waiting for you.
You know, it breaks my heart. I hope Hudson's doing okay. But we're gonna have some content today. How about that?
Fair, because you know what is actually crazy about today? We are literally in the middle of a fantasy matchup against each other right now.
That's why I canceled so much. I don't know if you know that. It wasn't because I had work, and it wasn't because you had work. It's because we wanted a pod exactly at the end of our matchup.
Exactly in the matchup where I'm up by 54 points, and you have one player to go. So I feel very confident in my ability to crush you.
CJ Stroud is going to get 6 touchdowns tonight, and you'll lose.
I'm not banking on that. We'll see. Anyway,
but nobody wants to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about.
I know. It's just that we're in the middle of a matchup. I get it.
All right. Fair.
How's life in Priestland?
Priestland?
Is that not what do you call your home? Is it not Priestland?
What do I call my
Priest world?
It's Casa de Frith.
Okay.
My wife's last name is Cliff. My last name is Freed. So we just call it Frithland, I guess. I don't know. Things are the same. I took a look at my Skype history, and I think I do this once every 4 years, and things really haven't changed since the last time we did this. Still, well, no, actually, no, I take that back. I have another kid. So I got one new kid. I think we have like, I think our kids are, well, yours might be a little bit younger than my second. Because our oldest are like both June 2018, right?
Yeah, I'm June 6, 2018.
Right, so the 12th. Yeah, and when's your second?
2 years ago, as of like a week. November 2022.
Okay, November 2022. So my youngest is like 9 months older. But yeah, so we're about aligned kid-wise. And do you still have a dog?
Yeah, of course. Lemon's, Lemon? she's on the couch behind me, but she's somewhere else right now. Yeah.
All right, yeah. So we have a dog, 2 kids, a house. That's basically it.
So your life is just set for the next like 20 years. Like nothing's gonna change for you.
I mean, we're probably gonna need to find a bigger house because I don't know if you ran into this when you bought a house at some point in the last. Well, you bought like recently when you moved to Philly, but like your first house.
3 years ago. Yeah.
Imagine your first house when you didn't know that there'd be a pandemic and you'd need like 2 extra rooms as offices, and that's where we are. And so we're kind of cramped, so we might have to move, but that's like, that's a lateral life point.
Yeah, I don't think you get a life point for that. Like there might be some ratio where if your new house is so much better than your old house, you get an upgraded point, but I don't know how that works. Priest. Priest.
What's up?
Oh, you froze.
Yeah. I didn't freeze. Maybe I did freeze. We're in good shape. We have like little kids. I mean, what are you gonna do? There's like not much is gonna change unless, you know, we get another dog. We're not getting another dog. I mean, it's the same for you. Like what else is there on the horizon other than like getting more manageable kids?
I'm trying to get a job that I don't hate as much, but other than that, there's nothing.
How do you both hate your job, but you're also like pretty busy? How does that work?
Well, those aren't exclusive. Like,
well, you were like saying on previous pods that like you were just kind of like not doing much.
Oh, well, yeah, I was for a while, but now I'm doing a lot again.
Okay.
But even when I wasn't doing much, I still hated it. I hate the company and the founder so much.
Right. Well, good luck. So I hope you can improve the job situation. But yeah, I mean, like, you know what life is like with kids and jobs and dogs. And you can hear mine in the background.
I do. I need, so here's what I need. I need some classic priest parenting optimism to get me through my son. So he just turned 2, and for the last maybe 3 months or so, a little before, he is like just absolutely terrible. Like the only thing he will do is run around the house and destroy everything. And like, I guess like,
I don't know. I don't have anything good for you. Like, I had this conversation. No, hold on. I had this conversation with Sarah like a few nights ago. So ours is like almost 3, and she is just like, it's a tantrum in the morning, it's a tantrum in the evening, it's just time. Like, I think I've spoken to a bunch of friends who have older kids, and they say when you hit the youngest being 5, you kind of start getting your life back.
I can't wait that long, man. That's 3 years.
I know, but like, but think about it this way. When, like, before you started, you didn't know the kind of like awfulness you're getting yourself into. But now you're like on the precipice. You're close to like getting some time back. I don't have anything because like it's so hard. And I don't know if yours has adjusted to daylight savings time or standard time or not, but like,
no, they refuse.
It's 5 a.m. wake ups. Like, you don't even, and then like getting, putting them down to sleep at night, 9 o'clock, 9:15, they come out, they want water, they want to be tucked in. It's not easy, but 3 years, we'll do this again. So it's 2024. I'll be on the pod again in 2028, and we'll touch base and be like, oh great, it's now manageable. Because you're, your oldest is getting manageable, right?
Yeah, she's totally manageable.
It's great, right? You can like have fun. It's like almost, it's more than a net positive in your life.
That's a stretch, but there are fun moments. There are fun moments.
All right, fair enough. But what I'm trying to say is like, give it a little bit of time. The youngest will stop, right? The youngest will eventually stop with the tantrums. There's nothing good. I have nothing good to say.
You're known for like taking the optimistic lens of all this stuff. If you can't find like the bright side of this, what hope is there?
I have been beaten down. I've been parenting.
That's what I'm here for. I knew it. I was always right. No one wins.
Hold on. I've been beaten down by, when we talked, we're only like halfway through the pandemic. It was awful. Like the rest of it was like terrible, dealing with daycares being closed. And then you got the second kid, and the second kid is, you know, you layer another kid on. It's hard. It really, you know, dealing with 2 kids, dealing with like taking them different places, going through the diapers and the potty training and all that nonsense the second time. It's hard. And it's just like, you got to run out the clock. You're going to run like 2 more years and 2.5 more years, and you'll have like 2 kids that are on the level, and it'll be better. That's all I got.
It's just like the worst part is like everything you do with the second one, you've done before. It's like I had gotten past the stage of life. I'd gotten past the stage of life of like tantrums and diapers and not sleeping. And then for some reason, I decided to like re-enter that stage of life again. Like
I don't know if you had the same experience that I did, but my oldest was like really, really easy, like perfect sleeper, really didn't really have terrible twos with the tantrums. And you got lulled into that false sense of security, like, oh, this is easy. And the second one, nutshot. It's like, oh, doesn't sleep at all. Oh, you know, you can't get through the morning without like having a tantrum where they're flopping on the floor for 45 minutes. Oh, they don't get out of the house for daycare. Oh, they scream whenever they're in the car. Like it happens, right? I mean, I don't know if yours is quite as hard as my second, but
it's similar. It's not just the tantrums. It's like when he's not tantruming, like he just creates chaos. Like he'll just like go up to my daughter and grab her hair, like, or just go to the dog and like grab her tail. Like he can't like not destroy stuff. He'll just like go up to the dog's water bowl and dump on the floor. Like that's all he does. It's just like just run out of the house and destroy shit all day long.
Like you got to parent him harder. You got to parent harder and better. Well, that's you.
Okay, fine. But, so speaking of parenting, did you how often speed on podcasts are you this year?
Oh, I listen to all of them. Come on.
Okay, great. So what did you think of the Moose Tron Ranks episode about best parent couples?
I would never want to parent with Vigo. No.
You and Vigo are number, like, we both put you number one. You don't think that would work? You'd be a great couple. What do you have against Vigo?
What do I have against Vigo? I don't have anything particularly against Viggo. I just don't think I really want to spend that much time with him. Like, I like that he's now a little bit more active in the group me or whatever. I like that he's on podcasts. We were always like, you know, small amount of time buddies. I don't think I'd want to spend that much time with him. He's a great guy, but I'm very particular. I don't think I could. And also, who wants to spend that much time with a Jets fan?
Well, you have each other.
No, I have not watched the Jets in about a decade or more. Like, I don't watch football.
You guys have Aaron Rodgers this year. You're so good.
Okay, that's cool. He's a great guy. I just don't think, you know, it's not him, it's me. He's just not right for me. But I do think he is a very good parent, probably. I could see him being very
So who would you attentive. Who would you have paired yourself with then?
Honestly, nobody. Well,
so the problem is you.
It's almost certainly me. Like,
you don't think we could do this together?
With you?
Yeah.
No. No. You want a parent who's going to do all the work so you can, like, podcast or play Ultimate. No, absolutely not. No, I'm very happy with the person that I found, and I don't think there's anyone I could want to do it with, but I'm sure you're all very good parents.
All right. Well, you got popped.
We'll say, hold on, wait. I want to get back to one parenting thing. I have a short story about one of the podcasts from like a month and a half ago, where you were complaining about how you have this, like, I guess it's first grade homework where you have to do like 15 minutes of reading every week. So I was flying solo one week with Max, and we have the exact same thing. And I was exhausted. And I was like, well, what if I could just write in that he read this book? And I thought to myself, hell no, I'm a better parent than Narf. I'm gonna make this kid read so he'll get smart, so I have to take care of him when he's older. So thank you for being motivation.
So I inspired you.
You inspired me to not be an awful parent. So thank you, Narf.
Maybe that's my role. I set the bar low so all of you can just beat it by leaps and bounds. Yeah. I push you to be better.
That's one way to look at it. Or like, you're just, I mean, I guess you're like kind of guilt. You're like the bad parent that you don't want to be. Yeah, I get that's probably it. But I remember thinking very distinctly, like, no, I'm not going to let myself slip and become like Narf. Not going to do it. I think I'm a pretty good parent. So, like, getting back to, like, your question about me and Viggo, definitely don't want to be co-parenting with Viggo. But I think I'm a pretty decent parent still. I do. Have you done coaching for your kids' teams at all?
No, they don't play anything yet.
They don't play anything? They don't? You don't have your daughter playing Ultimate yet?
I do actually throw with her in the backyard sometimes now. Like, we started that a couple months ago. And, like, on a good day, she likes it, but usually not. No, she does like ballet and like art and stuff, and I can't like coach her in that.
Why can't you coach ballet?
That's fair. Maybe I should. You're right. Maybe I should coach her ballet.
I mean, you should definitely look into it. But yeah, no, coaching. You should, if you get the chance, you should definitely try it. Especially, I think you'd actually be a very good kids ultimate coach.
First of all, I coached a high school team in college. Me, Frogger, and AWACS all coached together. The team was
that's
awesome.
So different. That's completely.
Who's that different? So different? That's coaching a kids team.
No, adults versus kids. Like, no. Like, you don't have to babysit. Well, I guess you maybe have to babysit some older kids. But, like, no, I'm talking about under 10-year-olds.
I mean, I did used to work as a camp counselor and, like, taught kids sports. But I don't know if I was ever good at it. I feel like if you coach a kid's sports team, like, all you have to deal with is just like the asshole parents who just complain all the time, like, why their kid doesn't play more or like this and that. Like, that just sounds terrible.
It depends on the group. But I think I think your enthusiasm and like your energy would be good.
I can bring the energy.
I think you can. I think you should do it.
So are you implying that you have coached a sports season?
Yeah, I coached soccer and t-ball, and it's a lot of fun. And so I'm using that as my a way to say that I'm a good parent.
What formation do you have a team playing in soccer?
Don't kick each other hard formation. Don't slide tackle from behind formation. It's 6-year-olds. You don't really
do they, like,
coach them.
I know. Do they Do you, like, actually, like, keep score and have winners and losers, or is it just, like, run around in a circle? Like,
I mean, they keep score, but you're not supposed to. So, like, they're like, oh, we crushed them 6-0, and you have to say, oh, no, you crushed them fun to fun.
Yeah.
And everyone sees through it, and the parents are all like, yeah, we won. And we're like, shut up, man. You can't say that.
But do you give preferential treatment to your kid? Do you get to, do you play him more?
Try not to, but, you know, it's inevitable.
You got to get him on that development track early on.
Inherent bias. Well, I mean, do you, when you coach ballet, are you going to put your daughter as the prima ballerina?
Yeah, she's going to be the lead nutcracker. She's going to be the lead nutcracker. I think that's a position, right?
I think so. It's like, it's quarterback and lead nutcracker, right? Yeah, no, it was fun. And I think you should try it. You should try it one day.
I would try it one day, but my daughter has like no interest in sports so far. So I got to wait till Dylan grows up and stops destroying everything and wants to play sports. And then I will potentially try it.
All right. I actually brought one more piece of content to share on the podcast. I know you're not used to guests. So have you had the experience where like you go to your parents or your parents' place and they're like, take all of your stuff away. You can no longer keep it here. We have all the stuff in the attic that you need to like find a place for.
Oh no. My parents are literally the exact opposite. We're like anything I don't want. They're like, I'm trying to get them to throw my shit away. And they just like keep it forever.
Well, I guess you're lucky, but I got two giant tubs full of crap the last time I went home, and we're on video, so I'm gonna see if you recognize what this is.
I had a sense you were gonna hold something up. Okay. I see your mission. Wait, can I guess before you read it?
Yeah, sure.
Your mission. Is this Tron Beginnings?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
I see mod 8. I see peeing into a hole. Oh my god, look at that.
I'm just gonna read this because I think everyone needs to kind of rediscover what Beginnings is like. So I found this and I was like, this is brilliant. I'm gonna be the podcast soon.
For public domain, like podcast, like people listen to podcast priests. Like
I, you know, honestly, there's nothing that would get me in trouble, so I'm okay reading it. If you're okay, happy to read it.
Right. Yeah, go for it.
Your mission, there's a great hole outside of Cable Hall. You'll find this hole. You'll take a photograph of at least one team member peeing into the hole. You'll present this photograph in Mod 8 for your next mission. Bonus points, put a creative object that is of no use to the team into the hole beforehand. Your picture features a woman. The woman part, you know, I don't know why whoever set that up needed that, but I don't know. I have memories of this. I don't know if you remember what happened there, but you're more than welcome to share what happened as a result of the mission.
Why don't you share your memories?
I don't have any. I was taking the photograph. I don't remember what happened. I was trying to get the lighting right.
were we together? I don't remember who was there.
We were. It was you, me. Oh man, I don't remember who else, but I know you were definitely part of my group there.
Chris, we went through Tron Beginnings together, and you still wouldn't co-parent. Like that bond just doesn't mean anything to you?
Absolutely not. Like there's so much time I have to spend with you. I'm like very happy spending 45 minutes.
You see me pee into a hole.
Yeah, exactly. And I never want to see that ever again. No, I'm very happy with our 1 hour every 4 years. It's perfect. But no, I don't want to co-parent with you. There's nobody else. Who did you say you wanted to co-parent with? Was it Frogger? Frogger would be...
No, Moose put me and Frogger on the bottom, and I was offended. Because he thought we wouldn't love him enough.
Oh, right. And you'd care too much if they were good at Ultimate, right? Yeah.
As I thought more about it, I don't think I'd want to co-parent with Frogger, because he would take less responsibility than me, and then I'd have to be the responsible one. So I actually don't like that setup either for myself.
I see that. I see why you're a very attractive co-parent. I can tell you that.
I want like a Vigo, I think. I think me and Vigo could rock this.
Sure. I'd love to just see like a day in the life of Narf and Vigo taking care of your five combined kids.
Yeah. Maybe one day. Well, so anyway, back to your Beginnings content. One, this is great content. Thank you for bringing the pod. Thank your parents.
Absolutely.
For picking this shit out of their house. I'm also surprised like they gave you two random tubs of shit. If I was me, I would have thrown it out. Like, I'm surprised you actually went through it.
No, I mean, there's gems in there. I've actually found they had like my old Tron hoodie, you know, that the giant like navy thing that
is
old and red. I had that in there. So there was some interesting stuff.
And how much has it improved the quality of your life that you now have your old Tron hoodie in your house versus your parents or thrown away?
Absolutely none. It went into my shed. But it's like a good thing to have. Like the idea is like one day I'm gonna give it to Max, my son, and he'll be like, why the hell did you give this to me? And I'm like, but it has sentimental value, and he'll throw it in the trash. But like, that's the idea. No, he won't give it up. No.
Well, how did you end up with the mission statement though?
I have no effing idea. No clue. But I'm glad I saved it. It's
me too.
I mean, I'm not gonna throw that out now.
That should be the trophy. Whoever wins this year gets that framed.
I'll send it to whoever wins. Obviously, that's not a big deal. It's not like I'm having to make a music video.
Well, for those of you that don't remember, I am the one that peed in said hole outside of the building, whatever hall it was. And I believe we chose an individual who's...
You don't have to go there.
Some demographics would imply maybe he wouldn't play Ultimate and chose therefore to put him in the hole. How is that? Perfect explanation, right?
You didn't really have... I mean, I'm pretty sure most people already know what the deal was, but it was terrible at the time, just like most of the things that we did.
I don't consider it terrible at all. I consider that a great achievement of my life.
I mean, it was art, but it was also terrible. Where do we go from here, Narf? What else you got?
Okay, so speaking of other Tron ranks, I don't usually rehash the Tron ranks, but you've been an interesting choice. What did you think of CB's restaurant Tron ranks, where I actually chose you for the highest honor?
Oh, I was going to be like the front of the house or something?
Yeah, I chose you to be the third member of me and Frogger's all-star restaurant team.
I mean, I actually don't think I'd be bad.
Can we make this happen?
I would. What kind of food is it again? Is it vegan food? Do I have to sell vegan food?
It's gonna lean vegan, but we don't have to be exclusively.
Do I just have to be friendly and like the guy in the bear? I just have to be like the tall guy in the bear, or the guy who always wears the suit, right?
That's you just have to be friendly and like somewhat organized and competent, and want to work with Frog and I.
I can do that.
It sounds great.
I'd love to. Honestly, like I've been jonesing for a change of pace. Let's just do it. Let's go all in.
Yeah. So are you still, an economer?
I'm still an economer. Yeah.
How do you feel about CB moving to your city and claiming he's the best economist in DC and Tron?
He's almost certainly the best micro economer in Tron.
What are you?
I'm a macro economer. So it's different. Okay. So like, it's almost like we're playing two different games. But he's also a very accomplished economist. I wouldn't besmirch his economeridity.
Do you work for the government? What do you do?
I work for Congress. I work for the Congressional Budget Office, where the agency that kind of tells Congress when they want to like change a policy or they want to spend money.
Oh, right. How much
it's going to cost. And what it's gonna do, and my focus is mostly on international issues, and it's like I work a
that
lot
seems
on tariffs
relevant right now.
So I work on tariffs, and that's mostly why I canceled over the course of the last couple of weeks, is because we kind of had a bit of an oh shit moment, and we've been ramping up our capabilities to model tariffs and other things.
So do you still like have a job under the new administration? Does that affect you?
Well, I don't work for administration, so I work for Congress. So it's a little bit different. So there are actually in DC a bunch of people who are kind of afraid that their jobs may go away once Elon Musk does his Elon Musk thing. I don't know if that's going to
make everything more efficient. Yeah.
So who knows what's going to happen there? I work for Congress, so I'm a little bit more insulated to those kind of shocks because. You know, I'm not actually working, like, Trump isn't my boss, the Speaker of the House is my boss. So I'm like, modestly worried, depending on what Congress wants to do, whether or not they'll cut our funding, but I'm not that worried that I'm going to lose my job. But it's going to be a weird next few years.
Well, if you want help, I have some political connections to the Speaker of the House, so I can try to hook it up for you.
How do you have political connections to the Speaker of the House?
I'm not actually proud of this, but like my cousin is like pretty big in like the fundraising space for like Republican Congress people.
Get out. And for like the House,
like he caucus? Like leads Kevin McCarthy's super PAC.
Kevin McCarthy is not the speaker. You know that, right?
I know. No, I'm aware, but I know that he also like does work for Mike Johnson. I don't actually talk to this guy because I like really don't like my cousin and I don't like what he does and he's an asshole, but he's like relatively connected in that space. So if you need me to put a good word in for you, I can do it.
No, it may come to that. I may be begging to narf in 6 to 9 months. So thank you for throwing that lifeline out to me. I appreciate it. But
I'll let you know.
I'm still working for the government as an economist.
So, okay. So this is actually serious. So your job is to tell Congress how much it's going to cost to pass these like China tariffs, right? Is that right?
Well, how much it's going to, I mean, you know, theoretically, we're going to take in a lot of revenue from tariffs. We import about $3.2 trillion worth of goods every year. And if, you know, you slap a 10% tariff on that, a simple math says that's going to, you know, bring in like $300 billion in revenue. So it's a lot of money.
I could have done that. You need like a PhD to do that.
You should take my job. No, there's more than just that, but I'm just saying like, this is actually it's not going to cost. It's going to bring in revenue. But yeah, I'm going to be trying to.
Isn't the narrative that all these tariffs are going to do is raise consumer pricing?
So, well, theory says that when you raise tariffs, it raises the cost of the things that we import, the goods that we import. So yeah, it's going to raise the price of stuff. And I've been telling people, if you have like, this is not like what CBO would say. What I have been telling friends is that if you have major consumer electronics or like furniture you've been planning to buy, you know, like the next year or two, you might want to do it now before tariffs go into place, because they could get 10% or more expensive. So yeah, you should, they're going to raise prices.
So how big, like how many people have, like, are you literally the one person that does this? Or is it like, you have like a big team of people that are working on this together? Like, are you responsible for like tariff policy for the whole country?
I'm not responsible for tariff policy for the whole country. Whoa,
sounds like you are.
I'm counting the money. I'm just like, I have a team. There's a team at CBO of 4 or 5 people, and we're all working together on this, but I'm the only economist working on it. We haven't really had to look at tariffs all that much ever up until like 2017. And so now things are changing, but like, yeah, it's been an understudied issue at our office. So yeah, it's just me.
So here's a question, right? How much power do you have in this like political landscape, where if you just like made up some number where, hey, these tariffs are going to cost us trillions of dollars, would that destroy the policy, or would people just not listen to you?
No, I don't have that much power. Because, well, for one thing, there are like standard models that people use. I mean, there's a bunch of analyses that have kind of looked at these issues and have come to very similar conclusions as far as the trade and macroeconomic and budgetary effects of tariffs. So I don't have the power to write like, oh, this is going to be wildly different than what like the economics field believes it's going to be, because, you know, partially what we're trying to do is provide like nonpartisan technical analysis for the Congress. We want to take in the best model, which are the ones that are used by other analysts. And so there's not going to be a situation where I really have scope to change the numbers, if that's what you're
asking. So at first I thought your job was very influential and important, but now you're making it seem like it's not. You're just reporting other people's numbers to Congress.
I'm not reporting, we're doing our own modeling and analysis, but our modeling analysis is not going to, like, I don't have, like, I can't say tariffs are going to raise $16 trillion in revenue over 10 years, and they're going to improve growth by 3% every single year, because that's so wildly inaccurate. Like, there has to be a basis for the analysis we're doing, right? So, yeah, I mean, like, the goal is to give the best numbers that we possibly can. And so I have the power to decide what models are used to try to get to the best goal. But at the end of the day, we're just aiming for the most accurate prediction.
So instead of doing that, why don't you just come to tech and be a data scientist and work with Noah and me? Doesn't that sound better?
You haven't sold it very well. I don't know if you know this, but like every time you describe it, it sounds like Noah's, like, his role has been flipped upside down. You hate what you do. I'm not really sure that's a really appealing job.
Well, right. But we're working together to try to go work at Airbnb or some other company. So you should join us.
Depending on what the parameters are. I don't think so, but like you could try.
All right.
Why do you think Airbnb is a terrible company?
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. Noah just texted me today to say we should go work there together.
Oh, well, good luck. I mean, I heard they're a great company.
I mean, besides, you know what Airbnb is, but I don't know anyone that works there, so I don't know what it's like to work there or not.
Good luck. I hope you all find your way in the tech sector.
We're interviewing is like a package deal, so it's kind of hard for a lot of companies to like accept and understand that, but I think we'll make progress.
Well, do you have to co-locate? Are you going to have to like move to wherever? Is Noah in California?
Yeah, he lives somewhere in California.
No. So you'd have to move to California. No, you could just say that you're just a pair, you're connected with the hip, and you have to go together. Good luck. Cool. That's, I mean, it's unique.
All right, Priest. Let's do Tron Ranks.
All right, let's get on to it.
Your show. Pose the question.
My show. All right. So I actually gave you these ahead of time. I don't know if you thought this rank.
I thought a little bit about it. I've got some clarifying questions, but first, why don't you explain the rules?
I'll take a second to explain it. So the concept is you have to swap all of your media consumption for 1 year with a fellow Tron. And that means both reading, TV, movies, and sports. You have to do it both in terms of like the time spent every day consuming that medium, and for everything but sports, you have to kind of consume the exact thing. So if I'm watching Game of Thrones, you have to watch Game of Thrones. Sports is the only difference, and I didn't want to make it so that, you know, I'm going to choose the people whose teams I want to watch. So if I watch, say, 2 hours of baseball every night, I can watch the Mets and you can watch the Phillies, but it's the same sport. So those are kind of the parameters, and you can kind of move your day around. You don't have to do it at the exact same time that I'm doing it, but you have to consume the exact same things.
Okay. So you have to spend the same number of hours per medium as the other person, right? So if they spend like an hour watching TV and an hour reading every day, you have to spend an hour, you have to do that same hour of TV and the same hour of reading.
Yep.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting. Now, all right. I've got some thoughts, but you go first.
Do we do bottoms first?
I honestly never remember. I think we mix it up each time, so you can choose where you want to start.
All right, so I haven't thought much about who I'd least want to swap with, but I thought a lot about who I probably was. Okay. So I think one of the kind of considerations I had was how much time I'm going to have to spend doing these things, because I know there are some people who probably spend a lot of time watching TV or watching sports, and it may not fit into my life. Like I don't do much. Just as like I just most of my day is spent like either working or watching kids, and so I don't actually have that much time. So it'd be more pretty onerous.
Does podcasting count towards this?
Podcasting is. Well, it depends. Are you consuming podcasts or are you making podcasts?
Did a kid just open your door behind you?
That's my dog. Yeah. No, my kid doesn't have four legs. Okay. So here are my thoughts. I was a little concerned with going with this person at the top because they don't have kids, but I think Hudson might be a good person to kind of consume their media. I'm okay with basketball, and I know he also likes baseball, so I wouldn't be terribly worried about that. And he seems like the kind of guy who's a little bit busy, so he wouldn't be actually, he'd be actually doing things, and I wouldn't have to necessarily watch, you know, 5 hours of TV every night. I hope he's out. I know that he's out, like, running, because I'm Strava friends with him. And by the way, people should get on Strava and join the travel group. But
don't plug this shit.
Yeah, you should. But I get the impression that, like, he'd be a good person to swap with because it wouldn't be too much time, and I could deal with both the sports and probably the types of things that he watches. So that's one top. I think Lamb Chop would be a good top also, because I know he watches soccer. I know he obviously, I don't have to watch the exact same. We're both Spurs fans, but I would be watching Spurs. I think he's got his time that he has to deal with. He has one kid, I believe, and so he's got at least that time constraint that he has to deal with. So I wouldn't be stuck watching too much TV or too many movies. But I think his taste is probably pretty decent, so I'd be okay with that. The third, I should have thought about this harder.
Does music count?
I hadn't thought that much about it, but I guess it should. It probably should.
So, like, listening to podcasts and listening to music or listening to radio would all count to that. That's all media consumption?
Yeah, that's all media consumption. You know, Moose would be good, too. I think we have similar tastes in music. I don't think he wastes... He comes across as a person who doesn't, like, waste time. Like, he's got decent taste in stuff. I don't know. I think he'd be a good top.
So the benefit of the Moose is he listens to every podcast immediately when I put him out. So, like, if you want to stay in the podcast listening realm, he's a good person to choose.
Oh, I already do. I already listen, like, within the first, like, 2 or 3 days that it's out.
I know. I know that's important to you. But if you pick someone that didn't listen to the podcast, I'm saying you wouldn't be able to.
Oh,
so that's why Moose
is
a good choice.
Well, who doesn't listen? Do you have actually an idea who doesn't?
Something is weird about Yoni this year. I don't know what it is.
Do you think he's just, like, pissed that he's screwed up the draft, his own draft, and he's, like, being pissy about it?
So I have three theories. One is that. Two is, like, maybe his kid is, like a senior in high school or something. He's, like, just trying to spend a lot of time with him this year before he goes to college. Or three is, like, something is actually wrong in his life. I hope that's not the case. But, like, I have legitimately emailed and texted him 10 times to come on the podcast. He's not even responded a single time.
Oh, that's...
Like, not even, like, I'm busy. Like, literally no responses.
I hope it's the he's just being, like, superficially pissed, and he'll come back in a few months.
So right, I don't get the sense Yoni's listening this year. I don't think Vigo listens either, honestly. I think the rest probably do.
I mean, three kids. How does he have any time?
I'm going to do my top three.
Sweeping you with your chair, man.
No, sorry. I'm excited. So I'm
okay.
So you're thinking on quantity was wrong. That's the problem. You want someone who really high quantity, because then you have to do that all the time. And you have less time to, like, parent shit. That's, like, you're, like, legally mandated to watch TV all the time.
Do you have no guilt? You have, like,
Wait. Second question. Does the media consumption of, like, watching shit with your kids count? Like, if your kids are watching, like, Bluey or, like, cartoons, does that count?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a different way to think about it, because then, this gets really tricky. I think there's like some game theory to this, because then I might want to pick someone that watches a lot of kid stuff, so that when I'm with my kids, I can watch that, so they will watch it. Because if it's like someone like Hudson doesn't watch kid stuff, I can't watch it with my kids.
Yeah, but so the way I was thinking about it was, like, what's the likelihood that your kids and my kids? I mean, I guess Bluey's a good kind of middle of the road, because everyone loves Bluey, but, like, I don't know. I can't trust that some of these parents aren't watching Cocomelon, and I just can't abide by that nonsense.
No, I don't watch the fucking Cocomelon. But
I was just going for, you know, because I don't trust everybody. You squish the quantity. You go for people who are out doing stuff, so you don't have to, like, spend your time watching the nonsense that they do.
Okay. So I got my first. So your qualifications on sports were smart, I think, right? That, like, you watch the same like sports and the same amount, but you get to watch your team, right? Because that takes away a lot of just bias. But the thing you forgot is you want to pick someone. The reason you still want to pick someone who roots for your teams is because they will naturally adjust how much they weight each league based on when your teams are good, right? So I want to pick.
That's
right,
fair.
So like I don't watch the Phillies when they suck. I don't want to watch baseball when the Phillies suck, but I want to watch a ton of baseball when they're good. So like that's like I need to weight towards Phillies fans. So for that reason, my number one choice is Ed. One, Philly sports, what I just described, right? Like I'm not watching a lot of Sixers right now because they're miserable and make me really angry. So I'm hoping Ed's not either, and he can weight it more towards like Eagles and Phillies.
That's fair.
Two, I had a second reason, but now I can't remember. Maybe it was just Philly. Oh, two, Ed is like one of the few people in this league who will openly admit he still watches the NFL, I believe. And like, okay. I also still watch the NFL. Like I try to watch Eagles games when I can. So okay. I think for the sports piece, I'm good. I get the sense I don't get the sense like Ed's some like intellectual elite who's just going to watch like annoyingly like super smart TV. I think like he's like probably good with like The Office and like middle of the road TV that appeals to a lot of people. So I need that in my life. Plus he's got kids, so I can copy the kid shit when I need to do that with my set with my kids. So like Ed's a good number one.
Yeah.
I think my number two is also going to be Lamb Chop. So the reasons you said, so my media consumption, in case you wanted to pick me, right? I was thinking about it, right? It falls into four categories. Sports, food, like rerun TV, which is like reruns of like Seinfeld or The Office just in the background, and just like actual good new shows that come on. So I think Lamb Chop is like in the Top Chef. I believe I've talked to him about that. So I wanted someone that could like cover the food angle. I was going to go Lamb Chop or Frogger, but Frogger's going to make me watch way too much basketball right now. I can't do that. So going Lamb Chop. And then thirdly, this might be out of left field for me, but I'm going to go Anton. Like Anton and I have always had, from my understanding, like relatively similar tastes in television. So I think we're covered there. He's into Euro soccer, which I appreciate watching.
That's not a bad call.
I think he'll watch basketball when the Sixers are good, which I will also be good with. And I don't know about the Phillies or Eagles, but I can live in this world with Anton without them. Plus, I might end up like listening to a bunch of like podcasts and make me a lot smarter, as long as they're not in Russian. So I can be okay with that.
Yeah, actually, the more that we like talk this through, I think I might want to swap one of my tops.
There's no swapping. That's not how it works.
I can't swap.
Who do you want to swap? I'll let you know if it's approved.
I actually think that I'd want to swap Lionel in for Moose.
Mm. Fine, I'll let you do it.
Because I need to have somebody who's actually going to watch Mets playoff games if they're in the playoffs. Like, I need to have at least some guarantee there. I think that's
by the way, fuck the Mets.
Do we want to recap that? Do we have a few minutes to just talk about what happened? No? Do you want to?
I knew, like, honestly, I had zero hope that those were going to win that series. I knew you guys were going to win that series from the before it started. So I came to peace with it. When Zach Wheeler's perfect seven-inning, no-run shutout was blown in the game one, I knew we had no chance.
Yeah. Bullpen was never very good for you guys. Anyway, we can
move on. It's like the first at-bat of the playoffs for us is a Kyle Schwarber leadoff home run. Like, it couldn't go any better from that, and then everything just sucked after that, and I'm over it. But you guys lost, too, so everyone loses. That's how sports is. We all just lose.
Everyone loses. Well, I mean, all right, yes. I was heartbroken, but yeah.
Are you sure Lionel watches Mets playoff games?
No, he mentioned on the pod that he did. That he was, like, consuming a lot of Mets. I want to roll back the tape. Okay. He did. Okay. I think he's the only one who can guarantee he would.
Playoffs, like, did you watch like every game this year? Are you like watching like every pitch
of the playoffs? Yeah, but I mean I watch, I'd say like what I usually do, so this is my media consumption, watch like an hour and 45 minutes of television every night, like an hour with Sarah, and then and usually if there's a sports game, I'll like watch the end of it after she goes to sleep. And so I watched like the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning of like a third of the games.
Okay. Yeah. Playoff baseball is fun. Okay. So Bottoms. Are you now putting Moose on your bottom as you swapped him?
I haven't decided. I haven't decided yet. I should have given this more thought before I came on, but I haven't decided. I believe that I at least have a very clear number one bottom. I think that's you, Narf. I think you probably consume too much media. Tell me if I'm wrong. How many hours of media, of TV or movies, do you consume per day?
Well, if we count like listening to podcasts, also this is very different.
No, not podcasts, just like TV, sports, movies per day.
I really don't know. It's not as much as you'd think on a weekday, because it's like almost nothing until kids go to bed. Although sometimes in the morning I watch a movie while I'm supposed to be at work if I don't feel like working.
Okay. All right. So working remotely, you're making me feel better about the decision. Yeah, I think that's okay.
Fine,
so
fine. You can hate on my quantity, but if you hate on my quality, Priest, this is over right now.
My
ability to curate quality television and movies.
I actually think, you know, credit to you. I was so glad you called out The Bear being shitty, because it like see the last season of The Bear was so awful. Like
it was so bad.
And honestly, the second one wasn't that. The first season was like very
good.
No,
the second one was good, dude. The second one.
No,
was good.
Sorry.
The second one was good.
Whatever, it's fine. But
sorry. Let me amend my statement. The second one, top to bottom, wasn't great, but it had a couple like truly outstanding episodes that carry the rest. That's my opinion on second season.
After the first season, I hated the main character and I didn't want to see him anymore.
No, yeah, like, but no one likes Carvey, but he's like barely part of the show. I mean, he is.
No, the second season was all him like whining, and I just wanted to, I forget her name, but I just wanted to see like her and Claire? Actually the female leads is like, those were the only people who I actually cared about.
Yeah. But Molly Gordon and Io Edebiri.
Right. They were very, very good. I didn't want to see any of the, except for Fact was like entertaining, but then they overdid it, like you said. Anyway, for sure. Don't need to get into that. But I actually think your TV content would be okay. I assumed you're gonna watch too much. Another bottom. I'm gonna put Vigo on the bottom just because I don't wanna have to watch NFL, and I'm pretty sure he still does watch NFL.
I watch NFL too.
That's another reason. I just don't want to, and especially like the idea that if the Jets go to the playoffs, I'd have to like watch that nonsense. I don't want to see that.
The Jets are not going to playoffs, dude. Don't worry about that.
I know. So I'm sorry, Vigo. I'm sorry. This has been a little bit of me shitting on Vigo today. I love you, but I just don't want to swap your media content. And the last bottom, probably Frogger. Like I just assume he watches a lot of TV, but maybe I'm completely wrong.
I'm gonna put Frogger on my bottom too. He watches every Celtics game and a lot of non-Celtics games too. He just watches a lot of NBA.
Okay, good. So that makes me feel better because I don't want to watch. I enjoy the basketball every now and then, but I don't watch too much of it.
Does random YouTube content count for this? See, this could go a lot of angles, please.
I didn't even consider that because I don't watch YouTube, and that makes me scared. Like, who do you think watches a ton of YouTube?
Oh, I watch a ton of YouTube.
Oh, Lord, why?
Because that's where all the stuff is.
Oh, God. Oh, that's terrible.
I have Frogger on my bottom too. I just can't watch that much basketball is one, and two, like, I think we'd be good in the food content. I'd be very happy with Frogger's food content, but his actual just like regular television content, like he doesn't watch any of like the normal shows. Like I don't think he's got like Office reruns or Seinfeld reruns or 30 Rock in there. Like he doesn't have the classics. He doesn't watch like. Actually, he did watch Game of Thrones, but he hasn't watched like a lot of like what I'll call quality peak TV. So
on that, so you mentioned Game of Thrones. So Sarah had never watched Game of Thrones, and we're actually going through and watching like every night an episode. And
classic rewatch.
This is just my second time through, and it's really good. It still holds. Like we're well into season three now. It holds up really well.
Yeah, sure. So come back when you're at season seven and tell me if you still agree.
I will in 4 years. I'll tell you how it went. Anyway, so please continue.
One, I mean, I agree. I've rewatched it at least, probably only once. I think I've probably only gone start to finish twice, if I can remember. But a nice thing about it holding up, right, is it's never going to be culturally irrelevant. It's not going to be dated. It can't be dated. So, like, yeah. So Frogger is a number one bottom. I was tempted to put you on, but now if choosing you is an hour of Game of Thrones tonight and playoff baseball, that actually sounds kind of amazing. So maybe I should have put you on the top.
Can't swap, right? Unless you agree to it.
Yeah, no, I'm not swapping. I'm not gonna break the rules. I will go Hudson for the reason of having no kids, right? Like if it's Saturday afternoon, right? Like, and we've like gone to the playground, like done an activity, and we like come home, like my kid, like I'm going to put a movie on or TV like for my kids to watch, right? Like every single day. So if I can't do that because I'm only taking in Hudson's content, like my Saturdays are fucked.
It doesn't mean you have to watch Blue with your kids.
I watch it with them. Yeah, I like sit on the couch and watch it with them.
Okay, that's good parenting.
That's good parenting. I know I could not do that, but I step up for the major events. Saturday.
But I'm also hopeful. I'm also hopeful though that I was hopeful that Hudson wouldn't watch that much, but who knows?
Yeah,
who knows
I don't Hudson know actually what, and he might just watch like documentaries on like how to run marathons. Like I don't know if I how aligned I am on his content. So yeah. I've got Frogger bottom, Hudson bottom. Who else in the league? I'm gonna go Noah actually. I'm not sure Noah has like any sports content at all, right? I think like mostly it feels to me the league is generally divided between like NFL, EPL, right? I think most people watch one of those and then like throw in baseball or basketball wherever you want. I don't think Noah does any
baseball. He used to like I remember he used to like do sabermetrics in baseball. He used to like do advanced stats.
Maybe, but I get the for some reason I don't think he does.
All right.
But if anything, I feel like it's just baseball. Like, I don't think there's any basketball, EPL, NFL in there. I don't think Noah cares about food, TV. I don't think Noah didn't watch Game of Thrones. He's actually famous for not watching Game of Thrones. Amongst Tron fan, I believe. So, yeah, Noah's actually an easy bottom. The only thing he's got going for him is he probably watches movies with his kids, but can't do it, Noah.
But, okay, I'm going to have to go in, like 3 minutes. What do your kids watch? I need to know, like, other than Bluey, like, what is – things that you will sit with your kids.
Honestly, my kids don't like Bluey. I try to make them watch it and they don't.
Seriously, they don't like Bluey?
Oh. Yeah. So Dylan is two, doesn't watch anything yet. He just got into Sesame Street, kind of, but he doesn't really like it that much. Cora, who's six, used to be like super hardcore like Disney Princess, like Frozen, Cinderella, like all the Disney Princess stuff. Then she graduated to hardcore Star Wars, where she would watch all of the original Star Wars movies like all the time, which was kind of great, actually. Yeah. But now she's graduated to like kid shows for Netflix about like teenagers that are mermaids and unicorns, basically.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's pretty bad. The Star Wars was a sweet spot. It lasted like 6 months, but she's kind of off it now.
Have you tried pushing it? Have you ever seen Magic School Bus on Netflix?
Yes, I tried. I tried putting that on the other day, but it was like the quality of like the video was so bad. Like they didn't understand it.
It was like
VHS quality, like trying to stream.
You got it. You have to align. If the sweet spot is aligning like the interest, like when there's shows that you'll both watch. So like Magic School Bus is one of those. Have you heard of Storybots?
I think I've heard of it, but I'm not familiar with the content.
There's like a small constellation of like mutually acceptable shows, and those are a couple of them. Anyway, I'm sorry for you. I hope Cora's viewing content improves.
Well, I mean, I had a good 6 months run with Star Wars. I literally watched episodes 4, 5, and 6 like maybe 10 times each over the last 6 months.
Six, I hated six, but yeah, that's still pretty good. At least it's not like, did she go into like the Disney like animated cartoon nonsense?
Oh, yeah. The Star Wars stuff. She watches like Star Wars Lego, like Disney Lego Star Wars a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Lego Batman's great. Have you seen that one?
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
What about the new release coming to theaters next week? Are you excited?
I have no idea what it is. What are you talking
Moana
about?
Moana 2, bitch. You're not pumped for Moana 2?
That is a very, very aggressive title. Moana 2, bitch. That is...
it's a bold choice for the demographic, but they got it through censoring.
Is it the same people who wrote the music to the first of the Concords guys? Didn't they write the music?
I don't know if they wrote
Because the music was the big stuff.
Yeah, I know, but I know they wrote the song that Jermaine Clement is the crab for, but I don't think they wrote all the music. I think they just wrote that one song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was well known. For, I mean, that was like the best music of most of. That's a good one. I'm glad. Is it coming out straight to Disney Plus, or do you have to go to the theater for that?
No, maybe it hits theaters the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. So maybe we'll have some activities over the next couple of weeks. That's news I could use. Thank you, Narf. That's helpful.
That's what I'm here for. And you put me on the bottom, Priest.
I still don't want to. I don't want to watch all that food stuff. No.
Top Chef is great.
No, I don't want to watch that nonsense. That's not good.
All right, Priest.
Should wrap this one up.
I'll talk to you again in 4 years. We'll do this on the election cycle.
See you in 4 years when I'm lost my job and we're all working for Airbnb.
Nice. All right, let's do it. All right.
Yep. And we'll Airbnb ourselves a live drive. That's what we're going to do.
We'll stick with that. Yep.
All right. See you, Narf.
Narf out.